Congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. And I would like to ask you guys, can we sit in a circle right here? And I want us to sit as close together as we can today. Okay. All right. Now, what we're going to try to do is I'm going to see if Neil can help us out here. We're going to try. Have you guys ever made like a fort? And we all get under a blanket. Can we try that? We're going to have to see how this is going to go. All right. Get in tight if you can.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Here we go. Now, I've got something in here I want to show you guys. Anybody know what this is?
Light stick.
A light stick, a glow stick. Okay, so I'm going to crack it in here. Oh, look at that. Okay, this did get dark enough to see under here. I wasn't sure how this was going to go. So this glow stick puts off some pretty cool light, doesn't it? It's pink. It's sort of purpley pink. It's kind of fun. It's got some bubbles in it, right? But you guys can see the light coming off that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's neat. Okay, I think we're done with the blanket now. Thank you. You can sort of tell that there's a little bit of light coming off this now, but is this like going to help you see anything right now? Like, would you need this if, like, you had to go out that door and or walk down the aisle here? Would you need this to help you see?
No.
No? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because there's some light coming off it. You don't need this?
No.
No, you don't.
You don't think you need it?
The light's in the room.
Marcus says if it's dark, you would need it. But right now, you don't need it?
No.
No? Why not?
It's not dark.
It's not dark? Okay, so we've got lights. We have lots of lights. Some of them we almost forgot to turn on this morning, but now they're all on. And they're coming. The light coming out of there. And where else is there light coming from?
God.
Well, yeah, maybe. But where? How about like the windows? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some light coming in the windows. Where does that light come from? Are there some big lights shining out there? Mm-hmm. The sun is shining in through the windows a little bit too, right? Yeah, so we don't really need this right now because there's enough light. You really only need this when it's dark. So we'll just put this away.
Nighttime.
Yeah, like at nighttime you might need it. We are going to hear a lesson today from the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation is all about what God is going to do to make this world the way that God intends it to be and to make it right and to make the world good in the places where it's broken. And one of the things it says is when God's plan is finished and ready and as it's supposed to be, we're not even going to need lights like we have lights in here. And even more than that, we're not even going to need the sun and we're not even going to need the moon because the glory of God will give us the light we need. And not only that, we won't need anything because there will be food there for us. There will be no more mourning, no more tears, no more pain. We will have everything that we need and we'll have it from God and we'll have it abundantly. The whole world, all the nations come to God's holy city and everything we need is there. So we won't even need lights. We won't even need the sun and the moon because the glory of God will shine in that place and God will give us all that we need, which I think sounds pretty beautiful and wonderful. So that's what we are looking forward to, the time when God makes all things new. Would you guys pray with me today? Lord God, give us new hearts, clean hearts to love and serve you. Light our way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, before you guys go anywhere, I happen to know that in Children's Church today, they're practicing for playing the bells next week. So if you are a part of that, you are welcome to head to Children's Church. If you would like to play bells today and just practice, you are welcome to be part of Children's Church, or you are always welcome to stay and sit with us in here with your family. Does that sound good? Okay, if you are going to go to Children's Church and practice bells, head with Miss Tina over here.